From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. World leaders caution Erdogan in using restraint as Turkish authorities cast the net far and wide to scoop up those they suspect of participating or colluding in Friday's failed coup. Opposition politicians, as well as foreign leaders, are urging President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to show magnanimity. Federica Mogherini is the EU Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Chief.
We have been the first ones to say that in that tragic night that the democratic and legitimate institutions needed to be protected. Today we will say together with the ministers that this obviously doesn't mean that the rule of law and the system of checks and balances in the country does not count. On the contrary, needs to be protected for the sake of the country itself.
European leaders are warning that repression will further royal relations with the West. African heads of state wrap up the African Union summit in Rwanda's capital, Kigali, today. Nick Long reports from Kigali.
It was widely predicted that none of the three candidates for the post of AU Commission chairperson would win the necessary two-thirds of votes in the election Monday. Speaking to media, an AU commissioner, Martial de Paul Ikunga, confirmed this outcome.
Le vote a eu lieu. Il y a eu 51 pays qui sont exprimés.
He said the vote went ahead, 51 countries took part, 28 of those countries abstained, and 23 expressed a preference. But 23 is not two-thirds. So the rules of the African Union were respected, he said. The summit has also taken several steps to reinforce the African Union, including agreeing to a continent-wide tax to pay for the organisation and launching an AU passport. And there may be a late announcement Monday on deployment of AU peacekeepers in South Sudan. Nick Long for VOA News, Kigali.
This is VOA News.